Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Five 11 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chilly Pensacola Right Now.
Yes.
Okay, what's the temp?
It is
right
indeed
now?
Chilly
what do you got
in Pensacola.
What
right
do you
now?
Got over there?
Yeah, I'll just give you a quick number here. 44, wind chill has it feeling like 37.
You see, it does feel like 37. It goes right through you. Mm-hmm. This seems to me, like, especially
it's
this morning.
Cold.
Got it. Bingo. As my friend Emeril Lagasse over in New Orleans says, bam!
You know, hit the nail
you
on the
got
head.
It, man. But yeah, this morning when I got up, I looked out the window. I look okay. I went outside.
I went outside.
May I say
it
to
sucked.
You, I went back inside very fast. But anyway, it's going to be chilly. We'll get into this in a few minutes. You got all that pulled up for us.
Yep.
We'll take a deep dive into the weather for you. I did forget to mention this to you, and I'm very excited about this because I go to this sporting event every year.
Okay.
It's the 2025 Sun Belt Conference Basketball Championships.
Yes.
The men and the women's, they're playing. They're returning back to the Bay Center. All 14 Sun Belt schools going to be competing. What are the dates, Chris? Well, let me tell you. It's March 4th through 10th, single elimination tournament, and we are working expeditiously right now as we speak. Talking to the folks over at Pensacola Sports. We'll get them on next week, and we'll get a whole bunch of folks running that event down for you. But I would recommend put that on your calendar, March 4th through 10th. Go and make it a point to go see the ladies play. Mm. These ladies shoot lights out. I mean, absolutely lights out. So go check them out. Good teams. Okay, who's coming? You want to know? Well, here they are, App State. Hey, didn't our people here go to App State, like Kevin, and didn't they go to Appalachian State?
I believe so.
Something like that?
Yes.
Maybe they can get us some.
Because they've got App State decals on their vehicles.
Maybe they can get us some tickets for that thing. Okay, Arkansas State, Coastal Carolina, Georgia Southern, Georgia State, James Madison. It's a good team. Louisiana, ULM, Marshall, Old Dominion, South Alabama, Southern Miss, Texas State, and Troy. We're going to cover this like the Dixie do. You'll know exactly what's going on over there. So I thought I'd get that on out there because I wanted to do it during our sports segment. And
time got away from
senior,
us.
No, I'll just call it a senior moment. Just spaced on that one.
Forget what I said. Chris is old.
No, I'm not. Let's talk about numbers only. Let's talk about numbers and stocks. Bad day today. Can you say bad day today?
Bad day today.
There you go. Pulled down by a slide from Walmart. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
A sell-off on Wall Street with stocks ending in the red but off session lows. Walmart is getting much of the blame after it offered disappointing guidance despite delivering a robust fourth quarter earnings report. Investors are also concerned about the president's latest tariff threats. Another stock that rattled markets, Palantir Technologies. Its shares have been on a tear of late, but its stock has plunged for the past 2 days after the Pentagon said it was looking at potential budget cuts. The Dow winners, Amgen, Chevron, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners, Walmart, JP Morgan Chase, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow falling 451 points, the NASDAQ down 94, S&P 500 down 27. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All righty. We're already knocking on the door of 515, so I'll go ahead and knock out this traffic and weather together for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Already touched on the weather just a moment ago, but if you didn't hear it, 44 degrees, wind chill of 37 right now. Tonight's low is going to be 28, but it's going to be clear skies this evening. We do have an accident report on Highway 98. This is near Pinewood Lane, causing some backups in that area. Also have some issues where Pine Forest Road meets 9 Mile, both streets dealing with some congestion in that area. Last major spot is Palafox Street traveling northbound passing Burgess Road.
That intersection, 9 Mile and Pine Forest, it's a rough one.
It always
it
is terrible.
It is just a real... So watch what you're doing out there. Pay attention.
Yes.
No texting and driving, please, especially around that intersection, if you don't mind. Hey, you know you're talking about the weather being chilly in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday morning's going to be a little chilly for you folks at East Pensacola Heights. And the reason? Well, the mayor's neighborhood cleanup coming up on Saturday. The event allows the customers to leave eligible items at the curb for pickup free of charge. I've done these things many times with like the ECUA crews. So make sure you do get those cans out no later than 7 a.m. Saturday morning. The cleanup includes bulk items only. Yard waste garbage will not be collected. I thought I'd throw that out there for you.
Alrighty. And one of our top stories here nationally, or internationally, I should say. There are reports of explosions involving three buses near Tel Aviv. Police are calling it a suspected terror attack and say there are no reports of any casualties as of yet. And I did look up for an update on that. Still not seeing any word on injuries. Video posted to social media shows at least one bus on fire. There's a large police force on the scene and they are searching for suspects.
I just wish they would knock it off. There was little change in the... I'm talking about the war is what I'm talking
yes.
about. I'm not talking about knocking off the operations and stuff. There was little change in the number of people filing for unemployment last week, and Jenny Casola covers it for us.
New claims for unemployment benefits rose by 5,000 last week to 219,000, roughly in line with estimates and a sign that layoffs remain subdued. Economists were predicting 215,000. Those remaining on benefits continuing claims increased by 24,000 to 1.86 million, a sign that some people were having a hard time finding a new job. The Federal Reserve has been keeping a close watch on the job market and inflation. Minutes from last month's meeting suggests the Fed is looking at rising risks that inflation could increase, which is why it did not lower interest rates last month. Jenny Casola, Fox News.
All righty. And more than 1,000 National Park employees were let go this week as part of the Trump administration's effort to reduce the size of the federal workforce. That included Park Ranger Jessica Kreger, who says half of her department at Fort Pickens was let go over the weekend. She says probationary employees received an email saying that they were being let go because they failed to meet proper qualifications, such as knowledge, skills, abilities, whatnot. But she says she took 30 courses and received certifications to qualify for her position.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. And I want people not to overreact at this stage of the game. This is happening. Yes, it is happening. But we don't know how far deep they're going to jump in that hole. A lot of changes, possibly changes in the operational hours at the local, Gulf Island, like Fort Pickens and Gulf Islands and those different places.
Yeah.
Over on Perdido Key. Breezer Randy Val had this to say.
That would be pretty sad because, it's a national park. You know, why would they want to do something like that? I mean, it's people come from all over the country, even the world, to come down here, Pensacola Beach, and Fort Pickens is one of the sites they'd like to see. I'm a retired guy now, and you don't want to see anybody lose their jobs, especially in this area, so it's kind of sad.
There you go, Randy. Good words. Official with Gulf Islands say to watch the park's social media pages for any changes in park hours or services. Let's hope it's really not bad.
Yes, I 100% agree. Now, this is something that's happening in the Sunshine State that it's a pretty interesting approach, lawfully, that is, legally. Florida is taking legal action against Target over merchandise it sold during one of its Pride campaigns. Now, get this. Attorney General James Uthmeyer broke the news earlier today saying the state has filed a class action lawsuit against the retail giant because Target allegedly knowingly defrauded its investors by not sharing financial risks of selling LGBTQ products during the 2023 initiative. The campaign allegedly caused Target stocks to plummet, erasing $25 billion in market value over 6 months. So they're essentially saying, hey, listen, you lose profit when you promote LGBT things, and since you did that willingly, you cost us money.
I won't touch that one with a 10-foot pole.
As I said, that's a bold claim.
I'm not going near that
That's
one.
An interesting approach.
519 News Radio, 92.3. No. Don't even look at me like that one. Okay, let's talk taxes. This is coming up here. And I still have one job that I had done. I was waiting for my 1099.
Yeah.
Hadn't shown up yet. I wonder what the legal ramifications of this is.
Yeah, what gives?
Do I report it or do I not report it? Are they going to report me if I don't report it? I don't want to go to jail. You know, it's pretty simple laid out there. Well, listen. Okay, now you filed. When can you expect that refund? I would only dream of filing early like this. Taylor Riggs has more for us.
You've already filed your income taxes. Now, when can you expect a refund? I'm Taylor Riggs, co-host of The Big Money Show, with your Fox Business Tax Tip coming up.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor, editor-at-large of The Spectator, and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. I'm inviting you to join in-depth conversations every week on the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com.
It typically takes just a few weeks to receive any money owed back to you by the government, according to CPA Bill Dendy.
Provided you electronically filed your taxes and you provided the IRS with bank information so they can automatically put money into your account, refunds can happen as quickly as 2 weeks. However, oftentimes people don't get their refunds as quickly because numbers don't match up.
But checking on your refund status is easy. Just log into the IRS website and click Where's My Refund? Watch The Big Money Show weekdays at 12 p.m. Eastern on Fox Business. Taylor Riggs, Fox News.
All righty, 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, today marks 1 month since President Trump was sworn back into office. Some details and some reactions to how he's done so far back in the White House when we return.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
What does it mean to be more than conquerors? Romans 8:37 says that in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Notice the word in all these things. Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, peril, nakedness, and sword. Most of us feel like a conqueror before we get to the time of tribulation, not in those times. Or we feel like a conqueror after we get through a time of distress. Yet the text says in all these things, and the key phrase is through him that loved us. If you know the love of God through Jesus Christ, no circumstance of life can separate you from that love. Therefore, you can walk through this old world with a spiritual swagger and be fully persuaded that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Staying healthy after 65 just got easier with Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. This means more time with your care team and appointments, more focus on your health needs, plus daily group activities and access to an on-site fitness center. Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. Accepting patients at 9 Mile Road with a new location on Mobile Highway now open. Visit Ochsner.org/65plus-Pensacola.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now save 50% on the new Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Wow.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Never can go wrong with Fleetwood Mac, that's for sure. When Stevie sticks it out there. Good song. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. Boy, it's a good thing they don't listen to us in the middle of the break, how we try to solve the world's problems. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we just talk about stuff.
Thank you so much for having us on today. We really do appreciate it. Always enjoy it. 25 days, Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce presenting that wild and a crazy event, the 38th annual St. Patty's Day Pub Crawl. It will happen on Monday, the 17th of March. That event will feature 18 this year, 18 beach bars, restaurants, and hotels. What happened to our little island? Holy Toledo, for the good. Don't get me wrong.
For the good. It's a good thing.
It's very good. Hold on. New this year, the end of the crawl. Get this one. Green fireworks at 8 o'clock over Pensacola Beach.
Hmm.
That would be worth it in itself.
Yeah.
Go in there and see the green fireworks. Pretty cool stuff here. Hey, the folks over at Delta Airlines saying all the people injured on board the plane that crashed in Toronto are out of the hospital. Fox's Grinnell Scott has the latest for us this afternoon.
Delta says even though the injured passengers on board the Minneapolis to Toronto flight are no longer in the hospital, it will continue to make sure their needs are met. With the four crew members, 76 passengers were on board the flight. Delta has offered each of those customers $30,000. An airline spokesman said there would be no strings attached to that offer. The investigation continues into how the jet came to rest upside down during Monday's landing. The plane has been removed from the runway. The FAA and the NTSB have people in Canada helping its Transportation Safety Board in their search for answers. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
All right, just a little bit after 5:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Still got some minor congestion in the area of that accident on Navy Boulevard near Pinewood Lane, so be on the lookout for that. Also have some problems at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road and Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, 44 degrees, wind chill of 37 right now, low of 28 this evening.
Okay, 5:27, News Radio 92.3. Trump administration is considering a plan to send some savings in federal spending back to the taxpayers. I know they're contemplating, and hey, folks, this is only contemplation. This isn't factual. I'm just talking. This is what they're talking about in Washington. $5,000 for everybody. Get a check for $5,000. How do you feel about that?
In theory, it sounds pretty cool.
Well, here's the thing to remember. A lot of people got hung up. Remember they gave some people $1,800 checks a few years back.
During COVID, you mean?
And they didn't claim it on their income tax. Got to claim it. So the $5,000, if you break it down, probably, what is that, $4,900?
I'm not a math guy.
Anyway, let's go back and find out what's really going on. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
So-called Doge dividend checks sent to taxpayers could make up about 20% of what the Trump administration says will be saved from rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse in federal spending.
President Trump has made a historic commitment to the working class of this country to fight for a major tax relief and major price relief.
Deputy White House Chief of Staff Stephen Miller says details of the dividend plan will be worked out by Congress as part of a major tax and spending bill being negotiated by Republicans. The president's chief economic advisor, Kevin Hassett, says potential dividend checks would not risk inflation. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
I mentioned this before the break. Today marks 1 month since Trump was sworn back into office. White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller said Trump has gotten 8 years' worth of work done in less than 30 days. Meanwhile, National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett said CEO confidence is the highest it's been in years.
Okay, winter's not going away just yet. Shannon Steen has more on the latest forecast.
After over a foot of snow fell across portions of Virginia and the Mid-Atlantic, we're still expecting light precipitation for the region and another quick system to develop over the Northeast. The Arctic cold air is still breaking records over much of the country as far south as the Gulf Coast, but there is warmer air coming this weekend. The next round of coastal rain and mountain snow is pushing into the Northwest on Friday and this weekend. Fox Weather, of course, has your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Sorry about that. 5:30 here. We'll take our Fox News break, as we always do, followed by Your Money Now. When we return, we got some sports stuff for you, including some college basketball action regarding how Florida State did last night and also what they have awaiting them this weekend, Chris.
Yeah, we got a heck of a lot of sports coming up here. We'll even go over the Sun Belt Conference stuff for you and NBA action tonight.
News, I'm Tom Graham. The Senate confirming President Trump's pick to head the FBI, Kash Patel. The nomination process often contentious, ending with a vote mostly along party lines.
Two Republicans voted against Patel's nomination, Alaska's Lisa Murkowski and Maine's Susan Collins. Collins argues Patel has made a number of politically charged statements she finds concerning and questions if he can remain apolitical in the role.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. Other Republicans have defended the pick, saying Patel will bring transparency to the FBI. Hamas turning over the bodies of four Israeli hostages today, initially kidnapped by the militant group.
It's being called one of the saddest days of the long conflict between Israel and Hamas. Among the remains turned over, those of 32-year-old mother and wife Shiri Bibas and her two sons, 4-year-old Ariel and 9-month-old Kafir.
Fox's Greg Palcott. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Shares of Palantir fell as much as 13% today after news that CEO Alex Karp adopted a new trading plan and a report that the Pentagon has been ordered to prepare to cut the U.S. defense budget by 8% every year for the next 5 years. Shares are currently down roughly 2%. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session lower, snapping a two-day winning streak on a holiday-shortened trading week. The Dow falling 450 points, the S&P 500 off by 26, and the Nasdaq lost nearly 95. Amazon has fully secured rights and control to the James Bond movie franchise. The films will now be under the creative control of MGM Studios, which Amazon had acquired for upwards of $8.5 billion back in 2021. U.S. crude oil futures for March are up slightly, 0.3%, sitting under $73 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by TGL, presented by SoFi. Tune in every week for TGL matches. The Jupiter Golf Club, led by Tiger Woods, got smoked by the New York Golf Club on Tuesday, and Tiger's team needs to communicate better. Tiger asked longtime friend Rob McNamara how far away he was. McNamara said 99. So Tiger took out a wedge and hit the ball 100 yards. One problem, though. Tiger was 199 yards away and not 99. And after the match, Tiger referred to this mishap as one of the most embarrassing moments of his career. I'm Zach Gelb.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN Plus. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, playoffs on the line, golf, Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour split into 16. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Keep up, it's golf.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay, things, people, love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN Plus. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, playoffs on the line, golf, Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour, split into 16. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Keep up, it's golf.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community, and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need.
It's easy to sign up for text alerts.
Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. You know that ABBA at one time had a larger gross national product than the country of Sweden itself.
I definitely
in what they
that.
Made in terms of the revenue they generated.
Yeah, I definitely
massive,
believe that.
Just absolutely massive. Hey, afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, riding home with you today. Thanks a lot for the ride. We do appreciate that. A lot of things coming down in sports. We're going to talk about it in just a second, but I've got a I want to update you on the SS United States, you know, the cruise ships coming out of Philadelphia, Pier 82 launched yesterday.
Right.
It is making its way slowly, may I add. Right now, I've got it pulled up on the screen here, 8.21 miles per hour. But here's the thing that's starting to be a concern. Right now, the ship is located directly east of Hampton, Virginia. Between Hampton and Virginia Beach, and it was moving in a straight southerly course. Now it's taking more of a southwesterly course. There is some really nasty weather moving in off the coast of Virginia. It's all these snowstorms that are coming across the middle of the country are now coming across the east coast out to sea. So I'm just wondering if this the course that they're maybe it's a more truer course to deal with the weather situation. But we'll watch it. If you want to watch it, you're invited to do so. Here's the address. It is share, S-H-A-R-E, dot Garmin, G-A-R-M-I-N, dot com, /share, then /... SS United States. And the SS United States, it's all in upper caps, in text, so it's, make sure you do that because, like you said, wouldn't work when you had lower, upper, lowercase.
Yeah. I tried to type it in, and typically, you know, some links they'll go easier on you.
Okay, and you know, of course, the ship's eventually going to end up over in Destin as they are official, a reef over there. So the ship is making its movement, and we're watching it very closely for you this afternoon. A lot of sports. Here's the latest Fox Sports update.
Fox Sports update.
Folks, this is it. The Lakers have to get it in. James wants it.
LeBron James called for the basketball well beyond the three-point line, but the Lakers trailing the Hornets 100-97.
Oh, no! Now it's short! James, it'll come! It's over! It's over! Your Charlotte Hornets win here in L.A. What a ball game.
Telling you what.
Why can't we do that every night?
On FanDuel Sports Southeast, the Hornets won for the second time in their last 11 games, shocked the Lakers in Los Angeles 100-97. While LeBron James scored 16 of his 26 points in the final quarter, he missed two long-range three-pointers in the closing seconds. In his third game with Los Angeles since traded from Dallas, Luka Doncic had 14 points, 11 rebounds, and 8 assists. The Hornets were led by Miles Bridges with 29 points and 27 from LaMelo Ball. Charlotte trailed 65-53 late third quarter, and then the Hornets scored 22 of the next 23 points. It was the only game in the NBA last night, first one since the All-Star break. The Lakers and Hornets both in action again this evening. Among nine games in the league, the Lakers will visit the Trailblazers. The Hornets will try for a second straight win as they take on the Nuggets in Denver.
Leo Messi! It was only a matter of time! Lionel! The Lion in winter! Tonight
on Fox Sports 2, -8 degrees Fahrenheit, real field temperature at halftime in Kansas City. Early second half, Lionel Messi scored the only goal of the game for Inter Miami, a 1-0 win over Sporting KC. First leg of the opening round of the CONCACAF Champions Cup, which will continue for these teams in a matchup in Fort Lauderdale, February 25th. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Did you catch that? Are they actually playing soccer in Kansas City? At -8 degrees?
I guess that. Listen, they're not quitters.
One of the coldest places on the planet I ever was in Kansas City.
It gets rough there.
Yeah. It gets really cold. 542 News Radio 92.3. Okay, you know it's tonight. It is bigger than the Stanley Cups in terms of viewerships. Hockey taking center stage as the U.S. faces Canada.
4 months from the Stanley Cup final, hockey fans will get a special treat tonight.
It's a game seven, right? Like, it's for everything, and you're going to see desperate hockey. You're going to see everything you saw in the first game and more, I imagine. So it'll be great. I'm really looking forward to it, and, you know, they're going to be better. We know that, and we'll be better as well.
Jack Eichel of the Vegas Golden Knights will be in uniform for Team USA tonight against Team Canada at TD Garden in Boston. Championship game of the NHL's inaugural Four Nations Faceoff, 8 p.m. Eastern.
There's no bigger rivalry in hockey than Canada-U.S.
Brad Marchand of the Boston Bruins plays for Team Canada, which lost to the U.S. 3-1 Saturday, a game that was witnessed by a larger TV audience than six of the seven games in last year's Stanley Cup final. Bruins defenseman Charlie McAvoy will not play for Team USA tonight because of an upper body injury. Jared Max, Fox News.
And last night we had our Florida State men's basketball beat Miami 74-66. Big rivalry win there. Florida State now 16-10 on the year. Their next game is going to be 11 a.m. this Saturday at number 25, Louisville. Now, listen, I'm pulling for the Seminoles to win this game, of course. But, Chris, I was telling you last hour about how good of a program Maryland's been.
Right.
I want to give a nod to Louisville because, if you don't remember, Rick Pitino had a pretty scandalous exit from there years ago. And just a couple years ago, Louisville was terrible following that departure, and it took them years to bounce back. They were winning, what was it? I want to say just a couple seasons back, they had like a four-win season. They were abysmal. Now, they are 20-6 on the year. They are ranked. It's just a great story. I appreciate it, even as someone who's a fan of a rival ACC team.
Yeah, Rick Pitino got me in the middle of a fight on a bus at Louisville International Airport one night.
How's that?
Two fans. It was a Kentucky and it was a Louisville fan.
Ooh,
going
rough.
And I was sitting between these two knuckleheads, and they got at it, man. I'm going, listen, I just flew in. I'm tired. You guys knock yourself out.
You had to sit between these two?
Well, I didn't have to. There was like the bus was full. It was
I get you. So
I'm sitting there, and they just, you could see it brewing.
Yeah.
But it was Pitino. I'm going, oh. I wasn't smart enough to move fast enough. Anyway, that will be a good one. Here's something that maybe you're buying a house, maybe you're selling your house, and those interest rates are really critical when you look at the deal, you know, going for points and all the things associated with buying or selling that home. Mortgage rates, I just got the new numbers before I came on the air here, are unchanged today, still above the 7% level. Home buyers, home sellers watching those numbers very closely in this economy. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage, 7.02%. The average rate on a 15-year fixed mortgage is around 6.44%.
Wow. All righty. 545 on the nose here.
I paid 2.3%.
Oh. You dog.
I was lucky.
All righty, let's see what we got here. We do have some backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. Also, as you continue westbound passing Windhaven Beach. And then also on Highway 29 still, traveling northbound toward Cantonment. Very heavy congestion in that area. The last really bad-looking spot is Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, 44 degrees, low of 28 tonight. Tomorrow, beautiful day, high of 51, low of 39.
But you know why I got that great rate?
Why is that?
I had a smart realtor. This isn't a sales job. This is accurate. I mean, this is fact. I got a real smart person, and she helped me maneuver. It's not easy doing these things. Go to a professional, and I hooked into one. It was great. Took all the stress off of me trying to do that, and the outcome, 2.3%. Not bad sitting around when you look at these numbers today.
Not bad at all.
No. Hey, your car's brakes may have a shocking impact on your lungs. Oh, this will be good. Lisa Brady has more in House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. Your lungs may have an enemy you might have never considered, and a simple action done by millions every day may be hurting them. A recent study done by the University of Southampton in England says airborne brake dust from regular stop-and-go driving could do more harm to lungs than even diesel engine exhaust. The study says tiny particles that come off of brake pads can enter your air sacs, where oxygen enters your blood. Researchers compared various types of brake pads and found copper-enriched and ceramic brake pads caused more stress and inflammation than others. And copper brake dust can cause lungs to think they're starved for oxygen. The scientists also say brake dust is largely unregulated and contributes up to 55% of all traffic-related fine particulates in urban areas. That study published in Particle and Fiber Toxicology. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All right, and at around this time every hour, I'd like to remind you of your stock numbers. Wall Street closing sharply lower today. The Dow losing 450 points to 44,176. The S&P 500 falling 26 points to 61,17. And the NASDAQ dropping 93 points to 19,962.
Yeah, I'd have to go home and explain that one, you know.
Yes.
Well, honey, the stocks didn't do so well today.
That's why I'm not involved with the stocks.
Well, you know, good for somebody, not so good for a lot. So you have to have a very strong sense about yourself to get into that. Larry Keefe, by the way, was named to oversee immigration enforcement here in the state of Florida.
Right.
Keefe will serve as executive director of the new State Board of Immigration Enforcement, which was created as part of a bill that DeSantis and the legislature approved just last week.
All right. And a New York activist for 9/11 first responders headed to Washington next week to fight 20% cuts to the World Trade Center health program planned by the Department of Government Efficiency. John Field told a New York City radio host today, quote, "It's callous, inhumane and cruel." Field is a construction worker from Long Island, and he says the cuts to the CDC directly impact the program. He says 137,000 9/11 heroes, first responders, and others will be impacted, and that people will die waiting to get their illnesses certified.
Okay, you've heard me talking about this for probably 3 weeks, and you're probably going to say, boy, I'd be glad when he quits talking about this thing.
What's up?
You know what I'm talking about, the new mint-flavored treats coming to Wendy's.
I figured you were talking about that, but I didn't know for sure.
Yeah, the Girl Scouts got together with Wendy, offering a new limited edition Thin Mints Frosty. I'm going to hit that place first thing in the morning before I come in here.
Wow.
Swirl goes on sale tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm ready. I wonder if the Girl Scouts are going to be out in their little grass area and selling boxes of Girl Scout cookies, Thin Mints, to go along with that tasty new Frosty.
As I said, it can be like a garnish, that you just kind of put at the top.
Yeah. wearing our marketing hat here this afternoon.
Yeah.
Okay, girls, there you go.
Girl Scouts need to hire us.
There you go.
Two random grown men. United Healthcare.
Don't do that.
United Healthcare is offering some employees buyouts. The offer comes amidst a turbulent year for the insurance company, which posted record revenue while dealing with the massive cyber attack and the murder of its CEO back in December. The buyouts are targeted at employees in the company's benefits operations unit. Those who decline the offer will either keep their jobs or get a comparable position.
Okay, you got an iPhone, don't you?
Yes.
What model do you have? What number?
That's a good question. I think
mine's a 14.
Mine might be like a 30.
Something like
that. I can't remember.
I'm getting to this. You know, there's a lot of old phones hanging around there, but they're still perfectly great.
Yeah.
If you want a cheaper iPhone, Apple has one for you. Here you go. Eben Brown has the info.
Apple will now sell a more budget-friendly version of iPhone 16 dubbed the 16e. Unlike the SE-labeled phone, 16e is not significantly smaller in size or screen, and it still has the same chipset as a regular iPhone 16, meaning it will have enough juice to handle Apple Intelligence, its AI suite. It has only one rear-facing camera, though, and while it allows for Qi wireless charging, it will not feature MagSafe, and like others in the 16 family, iPhone 16e has a USB-C port, not an Apple Lightning, as to comply with new European laws. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Now, Chris, this story is something that I am surprised is getting the attention it is, and I'll explain why. Megyn Kelly, speaking out against Tom Hanks' portrayal of a Trump supporter on last weekend's SNL 50th anniversary special, was not pleased, believe it or not. the actor reprised his role in a new Black Jeopardy sketch where Hanks initially rejects a handshake from the game's host, played by Kenan Thompson. Kelly described it as a left-wing echo chamber and also called Hanks a snob for his portrayal. Here's the deal. He, as they said, the actor reprised the role. He's done this before, but this is something that we have seen national news on a couple times. Why? Why do they care now?
I'm not sure.
Because it wasn't just some skit that flew under the radar. It was a very popular skit. I've seen it multiple times. So I don't know. Whatever. What do I know?
You know, I quit watching SNL, God, 20 years ago, probably. Something like that.
Wow, really?
I just appreciated... Well, you know, when I worked at NBC, I used to work on this floor on the... We were on the fourth floor at 30 Rock, and the Toscanini Opera set is where they do Saturday Night Live. So you could just walk down the hallway, and that's where they were doing it. I appreciated and knowing and meeting a lot of the actors that was in the original. Garrett Morris, you know, the Gilda Radners, the people like that, the Piscopo, Joe Piscopos. Those are great people. They were great, and I enjoyed it. I just kind of lost interest in the political comedic approach.
Right.
Just got to be too much. It wasn't funny anymore. It just got to be too political for me.
Politics is a tumor when it comes to comedy, sports, whatever.
Hey, but I will tell you this. We have been known to talk about some crazy things that people do around the world.
True.
I got something for you.
You're
going to say, I'm not believing this one.
Try me.
You're going to like it. A South Jersey homeowner, and he's in this homeowners association, are in a fight. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Over emotional support chickens.
Ooh.
This is going to be good. Here's Matt Murphy.
Lori Smith of Mickleton, New Jersey, has been battling her HOA for years to keep her emotional support chickens. A judge recently ordered her to remove them and her backyard coop by April. Smith, who has PTSD, says the chickens have helped improve her symptoms.
They're medicine. If this was a medicine that I injected for a disease I had, I would fight just as hard.
After getting approval from her neighbors, she was told to get rid of them due to HOA rules and safety concerns. After nearly 3 years of legal fight, Smith remains determined to keep her chickens, saying they're essential for her mental health and that she's fighting for others in similar situations. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
Yeah, fight for your right, sister. I'm all for the chickens.
Especially with PTSD. That's
yes.
Where it went up. Okay.
Yeah.
Give the people the darn chickens.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? And thank you for your service.
No, 100%. 5:53 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, Chris, it's funny. When Pensacon was in town, I was talking to you about this just the other day. Apparently, there's going to be a new Avatar The Last Airbender series. There was a voice actress from one of those installments. Who knows? She may be in this next one. We'll have to find out.
Nice.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. DERT providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com and let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Tired of wandering the aisles of those big box stores, struggling to find the help you need? At Home Outlet, we do things differently. First, we guarantee the lowest price on kitchens, baths, floors, and more. Find it cheaper somewhere else? We'll beat it by 10%. Second, we're employee owned. Yep, the folks helping you design your dream kitchen actually own the place. You're not just another customer to us. You're the customer. So why deal with the other stores? Break up with the big box and upgrade to Home Outlet. Find a location near you at homeoutlet.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, looking at the board at Pensacola International this afternoon. Looking pretty good. Only a couple of flights in question. And I bring this up in case you have to pick somebody up at the airport. You won't have to wait around or anything. But there's two flights that I want to address your attention to. One coming out of Charlotte, American 5617. Touchdown scheduled at 9:11. Not going to happen until about 11:21 tonight. So don't go there. You got a couple hours of reprieve to head out to the airport. Then coming up out of Washington Reagan, American 5544. Touchdown scheduled 9:28. This one delayed till a little bit after midnight, 12:03. So there you go. As I always say, check with the carriers, air carriers first, and find out the latest status on the flights in question. Hey, Austin, back in the 60s, there was a movie theater on Cervantes Street. Mm. Do you know where the Coffee Cup is?
Yes.
It was just east of the Coffee Cup.
Okay.
Right there was a movie. It was called the Penn Theater.
Right.
Very iconic and very retro type. Theater. But in the 60s, they were known for, they did actually the premieres of all the Beatle movies at that time.
Okay.
But they also did the premieres of the James Bond movies. And the first one was Goldfinger. And I never will forget it. It played at the Penn Theater. You listen, you Pensacolians out there, you know what I'm talking about. You know exactly where it was. The James Bond franchise, this is where I'm getting to this now,
yeah,
is under new ownership. And Michelle Pellino has more on James.
It's a new era for the Bond franchise, as owners Barbara Broccoli and her stepbrother Michael Wilson have struck a deal with Amazon MGM Studios, handing over creative control of the James Bond franchise to a new joint venture with the studio. That means Amazon now decides who plays Bond, who writes the next script, and when the film goes into production. Three key pieces that have been stalled for years. With the ink barely dry, Jeff Bezos posted the news on Instagram asking fans who they think should be the next Bond. Many replied with Henry Cavill. The deal ends a bitter standoff that started when Amazon acquired MGM for $8.5 billion 3 years ago. Michelle Pellino, Fox News.
And I mentioned this before the break. Nickelodeon is greenlighting a new Avatar The Last Airbender series. The new show will be called Avatar Seven Havens and has a 26-episode order. It'll be the third series in the universe.
Okay, the Pentagon appears set to make major cuts to its budget, and Ryan Schmeltz all over this one.
The Pentagon is looking to cut 8% from its upcoming fiscal year 2026 budget, totaling around $50 billion that would be redirected to other priorities for President Trump. It comes as the Elon Musk-led Department of Government Efficiency is beginning to look at the Pentagon and potential wasteful spending there. An official says military operations in the Indo-Pacific and U.S.-Mexico border are exempt from cuts, while operations in Europe, the Middle East, and Africa are not. Lawmakers on both sides have criticized the Department of Defense for failing to pass an audit year after year, but some are also raising concerns about DOGE potentially getting access to classified military information. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.